Mayor Blackspeed.
Yes, please rise and join me and all of us in the pledge. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Amid?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie? Absent. Commissioner Horn?
Here.
Commissioner Jacob? Absent. Commissioner Blakeser?
Here.
Commissioner Spree?
Here.
Commissioner Vanderman?
Present.
Commissioner Zach?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Vaquez?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Hansen?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Cox is absent. Alternate Commissioner Mathis?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Kate is absent. There's a quorum.
Thank you. I would like to start this meeting with a moment of silence. The worst tragedy in our country's history, 59 so far dead, over 500 injured. It's so depressing to wake up in the morning and see that so many people were dead, innocent people, in the worst tragic incidents in our history. At the Las Vegas Country Music Festival. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims' families and loved ones. Please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. Okay, we'll go to item three, approval of minutes of meeting held September 11, 2017. Any revision? No. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Executive officers recommended agenda revisions. Anything, Mr. Simons?
Nothing, thank you.
Okay. Item five, commissioner executive officers announcements. Okay. Yes.
Just really quickly, we're visited today by David Ruderman, who's standing in for the unavailable Michael Colatino. So we appreciate David's attendance today as sitting counsel. And then quickly, you have a couple items before you from CalAFCA. I just wanted to point out, if there are still commissioners interested in attending the annual conference later this month in San Diego, let staff know, and you'll get to see Robert Berry in action. He's actually handling two of the items you see on the tentative program, unincorporated islands and healthcare districts, so we appreciate Robert's diligence on that. Also, if any of your staff members are ever interested in knowing a little more about LAFCO, Michael Colatino is doing a LAFCO 101. It's available to everyone for a small fee. It's a great session. And then finally, it doesn't look like we have any scheduled items, at least public hearings items for November. So through the chair, we may end up canceling that meeting. So be on the outlook for an email on that topic.
Okay. We don't have to meet if we don't have to. Okay. Consent items. We have a couple of them. Six, the proposed annexation and community service districts, and also item seven. Any questions on any of these? We can take them separately if you wish.
Move approval of consent items six and seven.
Okay, I have a motion to approve six and seven. Consent. Have a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Good. Okay, great. Okay, we go to our public hearings. We have two items, 8A and 8B. It's the same parcel, so we take them both together. And Robert, you have a staff report?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This proposal involves an annexation to the San Diego County Sanitation District, and the proposal area is not located within the Sanitation District's sphere of influence, so we were required by statutes to have a notified public hearing for the annexation. As you can see on the overhead map, the yellow area is the San Diego County Sanitation District. This is the 94-125 5 corridor or 8 corridors. This covers the Spring Valley areas, Valle de Oro, Mount Helix in the unincorporated community. The proposal area is right here in red. It is developed with one single family home. the county has approved a tentative parcel map to subdivide into three parcels. There will be development of additional two parcels on the lot. The lot is not located within the district sphere, therefore the sphere amendment is required, concurrently with or prior to the annexation. Beg your pardon. As you can see, we're surrounded by single-family development in the area. The county has approved development plans for the parcel. Thank you, Duke. Annexation is approved, or I beg your pardon, is recommended for approval by your commission in accordance with the sphere amendment. We have no opposition. We have 100% consent of the landowners. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Approval.
Okay. First, it's a public hearing. I don't have any requests. Would anyone from the public like to address the council on this item? Okay, I close the public hearing. I have a motion by Supervisor Jacob.
Second.
And second by Supervisor Horn. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Great, unanimous. Jurisdictional information items, we don't have any. That's going to be a record meeting here. Finish soon. Business items, I go to item 9, legislative update. Report, Mr. King.
Thank you, Chair. So very quickly, I'll let the report stand on its own with a couple of just highlights. We're at the last minute of, or essentially the last part of the first year of the 2017-18 session. So at the end of it, we now know there's really three bills of interest that have gone through the process and will take effect in January. And as we provide the report, that's Assembly Bill, all three from the Assembly Bill. You have 448. Which is now the ability for you to expedite the annex or dissolution of what you would call inactive special districts. And as we define or provide in the report, the legislature has provided you a definition of that. Then you have 464. That just clarifies your ability now to annex lands to cities, districts, irrespective of the fact that they may have already established service with another public entity. And then also, and this is a correction from your agenda report, AB 1361, which is from Garcia, and creates this process for municipal water districts to essentially fast-track service to Indian lands. That actually did get through the legislature by the September 15th deadline, so it's awaiting either signing or veto by the governor by October 15th, and again, that was a bill I know that in San Diego you paid close attention to. It got amended at the last moment, so essentially it still has to go through LAFCO. So if an Indian tribe wants to get water service from a municipal water district, it still has to go through LAFCO, but the legislature, of course, said you need to approve it. So it will be another quick hearing if those items come to you. And the last but not least, Commissioner McKenzie had asked for a quick update on the Little Hoover Commission. We provided you the executive summary, and we highlighted a handful of key findings. It would be reasonable to assume some of these findings will make their way into legislation next year, like, for example, providing grant funding for LAFCOs to do some additional studies, which I think is a great thing, like doubling down that and saying LAFCOs are the appropriate overseer of healthcare districts, which I think is a good thing. There's some other findings that I think, less committed to, but nevertheless, if you had any questions, we'd be happy to take those. And of course, as we start game planning for the next year, which will be in January, if there are any legislative priorities, we can take that feedback as well.
I do have a concern with AB 1361. It's our own Assemblywoman Walter and Garcia. You know, Escondido, this delegation district and the five tribes, we have been in litigation for 50 years about the water rights, and finally we got it settled because we diverted the water to the south, and finally we had come up with a great compromise, a win-win, that the tribal communities and the North San Diego will share the water. It depends on the growth, and I think that was a great settlement signed by President Obama last December, And finally, we got it settled because the federal government gave the water rights twice. So, typical government. So anyway, so we had settled that, and finally, the tribes are good with the water supplies, and so is Escondido Vista and Weld County. But now AB 1361 will give them the right to negotiate any water agreements with any water districts outside their tribal land without that oversight. Another overreach from the state to local government. Well, LAFCO can hear it, but you don't have to decide on anything. So just hear it and approve it. It's weird. That's not how government works. So I'm concerned about this, but it has been modified at the end. But I don't know what would the outcome be if the water districts give more water to the Indians' reservations, then we have to buy waters from the San Diego Water Authority more. We don't know what the financial situation is. Will it impact us or not? I think there will be an impact. But I'm concerned about the process. LAFCO should have an oversight over these things because this is under jurisdiction, under our jurisdiction, and they're taking this away. So these are my comments about AB 1361. So we will keep monitoring those, and we'll see what happens. So, okay, any other comments on the legislative report? No? Okay. We'll go to public comments. Would anyone from the public, second chance, folks, like to address the commission on any topic? Okay, seeing none?
I have one thing I would say. I heard you mention we may not have the November meeting.
Yeah.
I leave for Africa on the 29th of October, and I don't get back till the 12th of November. So
thank you.
If you go dark, I'm happy with that. Otherwise, I'm going to miss the meeting.
Okay. Wonderful. Our next meeting may be November 6th. 2017.
I'm not going there to hunt mayors. I'm going there to. I have a school in Uganda. Yes. I have 550 kids, so I need to hire some more teachers.
So, since we have about 10 seconds left, the Chargers are 0-4.
Right.
Just for the record, you know. And most of the fans were not with the Chargers, and I think that's very telling. So, Joe Franco's, you said, supervisor, right last time, and you were right. So,
he needs to sell the team and let Diane buy it back.
Oh. Excellent. Okay.
How about you and Diane?
With that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you. 15 minutes.
Wow.
Okay.